you are not a victim, and you must stop seeing yourself as one so you don't keep attracting more of it into your life. You are not a victim. You are a soul having a human experience, and that's where your true strength lies. Do you know that feeling when the same situations keep repeating in your life? As if you're stuck in an endless loop. Almost like the universe is whispering the same message to you over and over again. What if I told you that this isn't just a coincidence? What if these repetitions are actually part of a deeper life plan? When people or situations move through your life like an invisible red thread, a pattern that, like a hidden web, connects all of your experiences. And if you don't look closely enough, you won't even see it. But if you take the time to watch this video until the end, you will realize that these coincidences are actually direct clues to your soul's path here on Earth. How was that for me? Until the tender age of 46, I kept attracting people into my life who, at best, were hot-tempered or disrespectful, and at worst, physically abusive. The same type of person over and over again. And I kept asking myself, why me? Why do I keep running into these assholes? It wasn't until a breakdown in 2017 that I finally found the right path. The red thread in my life was abuse and violence, which started as early as the age of 6. An unprocessed memory that unconsciously controlled my life. Blissfully unaware, I went through life as a victim and kept attracting more and more of these people and experiences. I had to learn that I am not a victim, that I can learn something from all of these experiences and situations, and that today I can openly and confidently encourage others. You are not a victim, and you must stop seeing yourself as one so you don't keep attracting more of it into your life. You are not a victim. You are a soul having a human experience, and that's where your true strength lies. Imagine you are standing in front of a gigantic puzzle, a puzzle with thousands of pieces. You have no idea what the final picture is supposed to look like. And you are trying, piece by piece, bit by bit, part by part, putting it together, but nothing really fits. That's exactly how your life feels when you haven't discovered your red thread yet. I've been there. I know what that feels. For years, I kept asking myself, why me? Why always me? Why the same kind of people around me again and again? I was trapped in the cycle, and I didn't know how to break free. I can feel you. Let me tell you, you are not alone. The realization came when I allowed myself for the very first time to consciously look at the patterns. One puzzle piece suddenly fit into another, and I understood there's a red thread that weaves through my entire life, a whole string of experiences that made me the person I am today. Patterns that keep reappearing. Toxic relationships. That was a lesson about self-love. Hot-tempered or abusive bosses. That was a lesson about self-worth and boundary setting. Unexpected mentors. at the right time, that was a lesson about leadership and trust. And that's what it's all about. Your life leaves traces. Your patterns are not coincidences. They are messages. I invite you to a short reflection. Close your eyes if you want to, and take a deep breath in and out. Imagine you are getting into a hot air balloon. Slowly it lifts off, and you gain a new perspective on your life. From up here, you see the different stages of your life like small islands in the sea. Look closely at these islands. Which experiences stand out? Which emotions keeps coming up? What repeats itself? Do you have the feeling that you are going around in circles too? What patterns are woven through your life? Maybe you suddenly notice that there are certain patterns emerging. That every time you set a boundary, for example, people challenge your strength. Or you keep burying your dreams when someone else tries to belittle you. These are patterns. These are clues. Clues about why you are here and what your soul path is. When you know your red thread in life, it loses its power. You can actively start shaping your life instead of following old programming. You truly become the creator of your life. You make peace with what you can no longer change. But you begin to take charge of your future. Imagine the red thread as a dense tangled knot. But with every conscious moment, with every insight, it untangles until it becomes a clear, straight line that leads you forward. Your red thread not only shows where you've come from, but also where you're meant to go. I want to tell you about Simone, a client of mine, who had been running away from herself for years without even realizing it. She had moved so many times in her life that she couldn't even remember how often. 23 was a rough estimate. Again and again, she fled from situations, from people, from problems. Her solution was always, in the new city, everything will be better. I'll start completely fresh in the new city. Really? No, unfortunately not. As soon as she arrived, the old patterns caught up with her again. Conflicts at work, interpersonal problems, and loneliness. After countless moves, she finally started working with me. Together, we took a moment to pause and consciously look at it. Why does this keep happening? Why did she never feel at home? The realization comes suddenly and painfully. No matter where she went, she always took herself with her. The external circumstances changed, but the internal patterns remained the same. Everything was driven by a pronounced need for harmony rooted in a difficult childhood. Just get away quickly when things get tough. Slowly, we untangled the red thread. We discovered the true needs behind her constant moving. And this insight changed everything. Today, Simone has accomplished something she couldn't have imagined for years. She has found her place, not just geographically, but deep within herself. Instead of constantly pushing the problems away, she began to accept and resolve and reflect on them. For the first time in her life, she felt truly at home, not in a specific place, but within herself. And you can do the same. Take a notebook today and feel into the different phases of your life. Write down the key moments of your life, the ones that kept repeating, the ones that always give you the same feeling. Ask yourself, what is life trying to tell me? Which patterns do I finally need to recognize and resolve? Your red thread is not your curse. It's your gift. It shows your path in life. Follow me if you want to have more topics about your purpose. And maybe you share in the comment, what is one lesson that keeps repeating in your life? Let's recognize the patterns together and rewrite our stories. I want to celebrate you for wanting to make a change in life, because your life too creates ripples and your love actively changes the world. So thank you for your being. Love from soul to soul, Annie.